Blackstone presents Burnout by Joshua Hood. This book is read by Scott Brick. To my wife, Amy, who married a cop but believed in a dreamer, I love you and am forever in your debt. Prologue, Laguna Inn, Eureka, California. Mikey Boone drove into town at midnight, his gray eyes scouting the shadowed alleyways and darkened storefronts that clung to downtown Eureka like a shroud. The traffic light at the end of the block blinked red, and he slowed at the crosswalk, the Colt 1911 holstered beneath his faded flannel shirt digging into his hip. Adjusting the pistol, he checked the map on his cell phone, and when the light turned green, he continued east on 2nd Street. Nestled on California's famed Redwood Coast, 5 hours north of San Francisco, Eureka was a study in contrasts. By day, it was a postcard-perfect beach town, a place where tourists spent their time out on the bay or snapping selfies in front of the stately Victorians that lined the streets of Old Town. But once darkness fell, Eureka's laid-back vibe turned sinister, and the tourists retreated to the safety of their upscale B&Bs, leaving the streets for the thieves and drug dealers. Boone could feel them watching him from the shadows, unseen eyes taking his measure, trying to decide whether he was an easy mark. But after 6 years at Pelican Bay, Boone was anything but easy. Ignoring them, he thought about the text from Special Agent Keller that had pulled him out of bed and sent him speeding north on the 101. "We need to talk. Meet me at Laguna Inn in 1 hour." As a confidential informant, Boone had grown accustomed to his handler's texts at all hours, and his proclivity for setting up late-night meetings at out-of-the-way shitholes. Sure, it was annoying, not to mention dangerous, but being at the special agent's beck and call was part of the deal that had kept him out of prison. If he'd been a younger man, Boone would have kept his fool mouth shut and taken the rap like a good soldier. But seeing as he was already sitting on 2 strikes when Keller booted in the door of his Garberville stash house and busted him with 50 pounds of Jalisco cartel weed and an unregistered pistol, turning snitch seemed a hell of a lot better than spending the rest of his life locked in a 6-by-8-foot cell. Or at least it had, until Keller told him their target. "I want you to get close to Daniel Cortez." As the head of the Jalisco cartel's illicit operations in Northern California, Cortez was as dangerous as he was cunning, and though Boone hadn't thought they had...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?